Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Helping you secure your future is brought to you by Alan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. According to Statistics South Africa, the divorce rate in the country is on the rise, with the latest data indicating that it's up by 10% from the year 2022, which is among one of the highest increases we've recorded in recent years. Now, if you consider the fact that when it comes to your money, your wealth preservation and falling in love and finding a partner, typically these are worlds that will collide. Not only personally, not only romantically, but also financially. And when you take a look at the consequences of the ending of a marriage and what it does mean for your retirement savings, in light and in the age of the two-pot system, we thought to get some clarity from a good friend of ours at Alan Gray. We join now on the line by Rio Emmett, Senior Legal Advisor at Alan Gray, to talk us through the impact of divorce on one's retirement savings and dividing the pot in the age of the two-pot system. Rio, welcome to Kaya Biz.
Google, thank you for having me again. Hope you and your listeners have been having a good day so far.
We have. It's just started raining on our end here in Johannesburg, but looks like to have cleared up. But this is a very pertinent conversation that I think impacts many people, especially if you take a look at the rate of divorce. We know people who've been divorced, people who have been divorced, and of course, just understanding of the change in social dynamics in the country. But maybe let's also focus on the different marital regimes, because that also plays an influence on how one does get divorced, or the influence that that plays on your divorce. But talk us through that, just as a fundamental reminder for us to understand the correlation here.
Of course. For the benefit of the listeners, there are three different marital regimes. You can be married in community property. Here, each spouse owns an indivisible half of every asset. It's not I own this plate, you own that plate. We own half of every single thing. Then we have out of community of property with the inclusion of the accrual. This is like your middle ground. Each spouse has their own separate estate and assets, but the growth between the two estates gets split on divorce. Finally, you can be married out of community of property without the inclusion of the accrual. You can think of this as being financial strangers. What's mine is mine and mine forever. Gotcha. As the law stands, if you're married out of community property, without the inclusion of accrual, you actually can't split your retirement savings on divorce, even if the parties agree. But the government is looking to amend that and change that.
Oh, and if they amend that, what would that mean?
Well, when we're thinking about how your retirement and your marital regime actually affects your retirement savings, we must first keep in mind a few key things. For many of the listeners and the people in my life even, I know that their retirement savings is really the biggest asset in their estate. And depending on your marital regime, your spouse may legally be entitled to a portion of your retirement savings. Should they amend the position, all three marital regimes will be the same. This means on divorce, your spouse will be entitled to a portion of that retirement savings. Importantly, if your spouse does become entitled to a portion of your retirement savings, this deduction will be made proportionally across your different pots. Remember, two-pot introduced these three different components. Mm-hmm. You have your vested components, your rights that you've accrued up until now. You have your retirement component, which is money that you can only access on retirement and in very limited circumstances. And you have your savings component, which is the component that allows you to take a withdrawal annually, but that withdrawal is subject to tax at your marginal rate.
Sure. Got you. And I think this is where things do get complex, right? Because for many South Africans, you might have given them a wake-up call today to say, hey, regardless of your marital regime, if you are married and your marriage does end, your spouse or former spouse could still actually claim a portion of your retirement savings, even before you've retired or even at retirement age. But now with two-pot, that brings another aspect into the mix. How does that influence then the outcomes of a potential divorce and a claim from a spouse?
Well, there's a few things we must keep in mind with two-pot. Like I said, we have these different components, your vested, your retirement, and your savings. And these are like different rooms in the same house, right? They are all parts of a whole. So should you get divorced, and your former spouse or the non-member spouse lay claim to your pension interest, your retirement fund will have to make deductions from your various components proportionally. We have seen instances, there have been stories of members getting divorced and asking for the pension interest to be deducted solely from the retirement component so that they can access their once-off withdrawal or keep the savings component to withdraw for themselves. Unfortunately, the laws that ushered in two-pot, it's very clear the deduction has to be made proportionally across all three components.
Is that to avoid some kind of tax savings or, eating into the compound growth that would have accrued in terms of the vested pot? And now government is saying, no, we need to do it right across the spectrum in an equal manner. I'm just trying to see what they're trying to avoid in terms of the intervention.
Well, I think what they're trying to maintain the benefit and purpose of retirement savings, right? The goal is to save for retirement. Mm. If you had this flexibility to be able to tell your fund, take only from my retirement component to pay this pension interest, what could end up happening is that a member could quit their job, take the vested component in cash. Now the retirement component is on a zero balance and they have the savings component and now they take that also in cash. Mm. And ultimately this would work to the detriment of members because there would be no compulsory savings if you didn't make this deduction proportionally. Mm. So we want to, one, make sure when people are divorcing that everybody's taken care of. Like, you work together, accrued assets built to a certain extent, you should be sharing your pension interest. But when we do this, we want to do this in a manner that ensures the fundamental purpose of a retirement fund to save long-term in a tax-efficient manner is maintained.
Sure. Rio, I can imagine there are many people who are listening to this right now and thinking, but that's not the reality of it. All's not always fair in love and war. When marriages do end, emotions are high and people are often known to fight unfairly. And I'm keen to understand then, for those who might find themselves either with a divorce order that's been submitted or actually going through the process of getting divorced, how they need to manage this effectively, transparently, and in an honorable manner for both parties to actually align on what kind of outcomes they want. What needs to be top of mind and what options are available?
Well, let me first emphasize the requirements for valid divorce order, because we do get a lot of questions about this. So in order for a divorce order to be valid, there are four requirements. One, you must identify the fund in the divorce order. Two, you must use the term pension interest, not retirement interest, not fund value. You must use the term pension interest because that is the legislative term.
And what would the difference between that be? Sorry, just for clarity there, Ria, what would the difference between that be, the pension interest versus the retirement interest?
So pension interest is a term that the Divorce Act and the Pension Act defines. It's a notional thing that the law creates. Retirement interest is a descriptor of your savings. Okay. It's not a legislative term, and the law is clear that the correct legislative term must be used to enable a fund to give effect to this deduction. Okay. So pension interest, the word as a legal definition, is very important for your divorce order.
Got you.
That was the other two requirements, mm-hmm. sorry for coming off there, is that the divorce order must actually assign a portion of the pension interest to the non-member spouse. This can be a rand value or percentage, and I must also order the fund to make payment to the non-member spouse. Any divorce order that says, this is my retirement fund, it meets all the requirements, but says that don't pay my non-member spouse, pay me and I'll pay the non-member spouse, is actually unenforceable. Mm. And you can understand why. It's there to protect the non-member spouse, make sure that he or she gets the benefit as they agreed. If these four requirements are met, the non-member spouse will have two options. Mm-hmm. They can transfer the benefit to another approved fund, or they can take the benefit in cash. If the non-member spouse chooses to transfer the benefit, this will happen on a tax-neutral basis. So the entire amount will move from one fund to another fund. If the member decides or the non-member spouse decides to take the benefit in cash, the benefit will be taxed as a withdrawal benefit, which is something listeners have to keep in mind, because the tax consequences can be severe depending on the benefit.
Exactly, and that also pushes you into another tax bracket or threshold. And there might be some exemptions, but ultimately, because it is a withdrawal, those tax implications do reoccur. But what you're helping us understand here, Rio, is that this is not only an emotive discussion, but it's also one that is financial and very technical too, which also calls for the importance of actually engaging with a certified financial planner and a legal advisor like yourself, for one to be fully aware of the consequences and steps that they need to be cognizant of. And maybe let's conclude the conversation there. You know, what steps can retirement savers take now in order to safeguard their long-term financial plans? It's the end of the year. This is typically wedding season in South Africa. but also, it also might be a time where people might be planning a wonderful future together, but also others who've come to realize that their journey together has actually now come to an end. So what themes or steps should we be mindful of while saving for our retirement, but also being cognizant of the potential of a ending of a marriage?
Would it be too facetious to say don't get divorced?
Ah, well, that's a good start. If you're lucky to get it.
In the instances where this is not possible, if you're married out of community or property, with or without the inclusion of the accrual, consider putting in your ANC, your contract, that your pension, your retirement savings, does not form part of your estate on divorce. This will prevent members from actually laying claim to this. Alternatively, if it is possible for you, if you have enough liquidity to pay the divorce settlement amount from assets other than your retirement interest, it could be beneficial to do so because of the value of a retirement vehicle, the long-term compound savings.
Got you. Rio, there's a lot to consider here. And whilst we've at least planted the seed for many South Africans to be mindful of, this does definitely encourage all of us just to ensure that we heighten the level of engagement that we have when it comes to divorce for those who are looking to dissolve their marriages and have now reached an end. Thank you again for your time and allowing us to have a deeper, probing, technical, but very necessary conversations around how marriage, love, finances always find a way of somehow going hand in hand. Thanks again, Rio.
You're very welcome. Cheers.
Take care. Rio Emmett, Senior Legal Advisor at Allen Gray, helping us unpack the realities of divorce, its impact on retirement savings, and how now, with the influence of two-pot, that too also plays an influence in terms of the claim that your non-member spouse, in other words, a partner who might not be in the same pension fund as you, can actually claim from your pension fund or pension. Hold on. The theme is pension interest. Bear in mind, even the language matters because that then influences what you actually have a claim to. So it can be very technical, does require people with the necessary and specialized skills. So if you are going through a divorce or even getting married, do be very cognizant of the themes that do influence your money, your partnership, and of course, your marital contract. With over 5 decades of investing experience, Allen Gray remains focused on building long-term wealth for its clients by pursuing long-term returns without taking undue risk. Allen Gray, more than 50 years of long-term investing. Allen Gray is an authorized FSP.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.